Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Use AI to land a new job. Hi friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and today is July the 13th. Today we will be talking about using AI in job hunting. When you look for a new job, the use of AI. How much of it is okay? How much of it is going too far? And how much of it is just plain out faking it or lying. So we will be talking about this topic today. But first, I'd like to welcome Eva back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Super excited to talk about AI today because I like to think that I'm a super user of AI. So yeah, excited.
So it's good we have the super user in the studio. Okay, so super user of AI, Eva. What are the main AI tools you are currently using? Mm-hmm. And what do you use these tools the most for these days?
Right. I think the most foundational ones would be using it to gain ideas, like to generate ideas, to generate replies. So a lot of people use like ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude for that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So that would be, you know, asking for tips, ideas, generate emails. I think everyone does that.
Yes.
I also use AI for a lot of image generation because sometimes maybe I have a crazy idea and I don't think I can get that off, you know, like Google, Shutterstock, things like that. I also use AI to create like a lot of presentations and also to generate like very simple apps. So for example, if I want to create like an expenses tracking app, actually there are many low-code apps that you can use to generate that kind of stuff. Yeah, so I would say I use AI for quite a lot of things. And I think the interesting thing is that a lot of AI elements are in a lot of things that we do. So you don't necessarily need an app or a software to use it. You know, sometimes in your browser, there already is AI embedded in it. For example, like you write an email, there is an AI assistant there to help you. So I think it's in our lives a lot.
Yeah, a lot more than we think.
Exactly.
Because sometimes we don't think it's AI because it's not an AI app, but
Correct.
It's already built in.
Yes, yes, yes.
Next question. Do you have a favorite AI website or app that people don't really know so well? Like it's not ChatGPT or Gemini or Claude or Grok. It's a lesser known one, but you think it's super cool.
I would say that maybe the way I use AI might not be what everyone uses it as well. So I don't think I have an answer for that. But if I were to compare, like, you know, the very mainstream ones, I would say my favorite is Claude because they are a little bit more research-based, a little bit more, like, data-backed as compared to, like, ChatGPT. Because the way AI works is that it uses an LLM. So the more people use it, the more crazy it can get because there's more information in it. So actually the newer ones could be the ones that are a little bit more credible or because people have not dumped so much information
junk.
Into it.
So
much
junk.
Yeah. So you can imagine that ChatGPT is the one that, you know, has everything good, bad, ugly. The things that are a bit newer could be the ones that are a little bit smarter, like they can curate things a bit better.
Right. Okay, that's a really good point. For me, I use Gemini and ChatGPT the most. And recently, I'm really loving Gemini because I think with Gemini's new version, I think it surpassed ChatGPT, in my humble opinion. Mm. But because here at Studio Class, we have to do a lot of writing.
Yeah.
And AI is very helpful to help us generate ideas and make drafts of some of the things that we write. ChatGPT is still the better writer. By far, ChatGPT for creative writing is still better. But I use Gemini a lot for just daily stuff, just like research. Like, I need to hit my protein target today. Make me a protein meal plan.
Yes, things like that. True.
And I find that I use Gemini a lot. And Gemini is also very good for generating images.
Yes.
Like, is it banana? Is it called nano banana? Nano banana? Okay. Nano just means tiny. Tiny banana is the name of Gemini's image generator. And it makes really beautiful pictures. Mm. So my current favorite right now is Gemini. ChatGPT, we do use a lot as well. But yeah, AI is very helpful. Now we're going to shift a little bit, because now we're going to talk about using AI for writing resumes, using AI for finding new jobs. So let's get into our first reading today, where let's talk about how to use AI for job hunting.
Staying human in the age of AI hiring. Did you or your AI assistant score your new job? Danny Schlarman, a recruiter, noticed something fishy about the job applicants. Cover letters and resumes sounded identical. Candidates embellished their experience to match the job description. Engineers were caught using artificial intelligence tools to cheat on live coding tests. The California resident works for blockchain technology company Ava Labs. To address the issue, Ava Labs started asking some candidates to sign an agreement that they will not use AI assistants during their interviews. We've had a few people say, we should be able to use any tool at our disposal. Honestly, this is not the company for you then, said Schlarman. For engineers, we pride ourselves on coding prowess, and there are going to be times when the AI can't solve something for you.
So we start our article, and we first meet a recruiter. So a recruiter is somebody who recruits people to a job. So if you recruit somebody, it just means like you look for candidates and you recruit them. We use that most when we're talking whether it's for jobs or for the military. In the military, we also have recruiters who get young people to sign up for the military. And then also in just normal work, in the workplace, we have recruiters who go out and recruit people. So that's the part of HR or human resources where you go out and look for people to join your company. And what did this Danny Schlarman notice among the applicants?
Well, he noticed something fishy in terms of how the cover letters and the resumes sounded identical and how they would embellish their experience to match the job description. So I can assume they probably don't have that skill, but they sound like they've been in it for a long time.
Yeah, so when you embellish something, it just means you make it a lot prettier. And here we're talking about you add in details and things that are not true.
Yeah.
So when you embellish something, you just add and add and add. Like maybe, for example, you have 1 year of experience of managing Instagram, and then I embellish it and I say, I had 1 year of experience of leading the company's social media channels.
Yeah.
And I hit 10 million impressions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So did you manage Instagram? Yes. But did you manage the other social media channels? No.
Yeah.
Did you get 10 million impressions? No.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what happens when people embellish or just add a lot of details, which is usually not true, to whatever you're writing.
Yep.
So this is embellishing their experience. And people do that all the time when they're writing resumes.
Yeah.
Even before AI.
Yeah.
You know, like I've read many young people's resumes because, for example, like I've had to screen a lot of young people's resumes, and a lot of times I ask them, so here you said that you had 10 million impressions on your Instagram page, and I ask them, so how did you do that? And they can't answer.
Yeah.
Because it never did it.
Yeah.
So people have been embellishing their resumes like forever.
Correct. Yeah.
And then next we also have, what else does Danny catch?
Well, he said that engineers were caught using these AI tools to cheat on live coding tests. I mean, I am pretty impressed that, you know, these people can actually use these tools on the spot, you know, live coding stuff, because that means you can multitask pretty well. You know, that's also a skill in itself.
It's actually a skill.
I know.
That you can actually cheat on your life test.
Exactly.
It's a skill. It's definitely a skill. Okay, well, and then we'll talk more about Danny. So Danny, she's from California, and she works for a blockchain technology company. Let's talk about blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
So Eva, what is blockchain? Blockchain is similar to crypto, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah, I would say crypto is probably something that is on the blockchain. So the
yes.
blockchain is a shared digital record, and it helps people record the transactions and, you know, the things that they have been tracking. So crypto probably is one of the things that is inside blockchain, that people use it to track their transactions, you know, how much my this token is increasing or decreasing every day.
And then so she works for a blockchain company, right? Ava Labs. And then so because there's so many candidates using AI for the whole like resume and interview process, what does Ava Labs require?
Well, they have started asking them to sign an agreement that they will not use AI assistance during their interviews.
Well, there's an easy way. Just get that person in person sitting in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
then that wouldn't be a problem. If that yeah. person is sitting right in front of you, it's kind of hard for them to use their phone or their PC or laptop to cheat on whatever.
That's true.
Just do live interview, like yeah. right in front, in person interviews. And what is the result of that?
Well, the result was people have been saying like, hey, you know, we should be able to use any tool at our disposal. And I would think these people might be thinking, okay, since it's out there, why don't I just use it to help me a little bit? And I kind of can understand what they're saying, you know, why they are saying that.
Yeah, and I think it sounds reasonable. But for Ava Labs, what's very important for this company is they need engineers who have coding prowess.
Mm-hmm.
So what is prowess?
Prowess is someone who has a great skill at doing something. So that's a great skill at doing something.
So they're looking for engineers who can really code.
Yes.
So
yes.
that's why they don't want you to use AI tools when you are doing these live tests.
Exactly. Because can you imagine in the real job, you're like, oh, now I can't do it because maybe I don't have the tool or it's just a little bit too difficult as compared to the test.
Right. So they want to test their real ability. Okay,
yeah.
So that makes sense. I think it's legitimate. Sometimes we don't want AI to be, you know, doing that person's job while they're being interviewed because we want to make sure that person actually has the skills.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to fake skills. Like, I mean, this is the use of AI, like whether it's at work or at school. I mean, it's just such a huge topic right now. Like, I can kind of understand this because my sister is a high school English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that her students, they like if you give them an assignment to take home, 99% of them will be using AI to write the essay.
Yep.
They're not writing it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an accurate depiction of their real ability.
Yeah.
So in order to confront this reality, my sister now makes her students have to write their essays during class time. Without
wow.
their phone.
Because
that's the only way you can guarantee that writing is them. It's not ChatGPT or Gemini
yeah.
or Claude or Perplexity writing.
True,
that's
true.
Them. You know, so sometimes the only way to make sure that there's no AI assistance is to have the person right in front of you
yeah.
with no phone, no tool.
Yeah. You know, something interesting that I've seen myself and my friends do before is that once you get someone to do something, we actually do a lot of peer review. So that actually encourages a lot of like critiquing and critical thinking. So can you imagine like, let's say a group of five of us, we get an assignment, we go home, we do it, we use all the AI tools on earth to use it, to do it, we submit it. I can imagine it all is like 90% similar.
Yes.
But what we actually do like previously, right, we get the candidates to critique each other. Mm. So that's where you can test like, oh, do they really have the subject matter knowledge? Do they actually know how to critique based on like analytical skills? And I think that's how we actually sieve out, you know, the candidates to the next round, because like you said, you know, everyone churns out the same thing, but I think critical thinking is what sets us apart today.
Yes.
And to do that, you know, live, or to get them to like practice it, actually is the key to seeing, you know, how good someone is.
That's actually a really good point. And that is something that AI can't yet do.
Yes.
Now, we don't know whether they'll develop this ability down the road. We just simply do not know. But so far, humans have complete ownership of critical thinking.
Mm, yeah.
Our AI robots have not yet developed critical thinking skills.
Yep.
Not yet is the key word. We don't know.
True.
But that's a really good point. Critiquing each other's work is also a very good way to see whether they really know the subject matter.
Yeah.
Really good point. Well, let's continue. Let's go into our second reading, and we will be talking about how job seekers are using AI tools in their job searching and interviewing process right now.
The debate goes on. Job seekers use AI-powered tools to help them improve their resumes, find jobs, auto-apply to hundreds of roles, and even provide answers on the spot during video interviews. Fueled by the popularity of AI-powered tools like OpenAI's ChatGPT, tech giants and startups are racing ahead to release more AI features that can spit out text, code, and images within seconds. But the AI frenzy has also sparked a debate about when technology goes too far, distorting a job candidate's true skills and experience. Faced with more competition as companies slash thousands of workers, job seekers are weighing whether to pay for AI tools that might help them land a role more quickly. Employers and recruiters are grappling with whether job candidates should be allowed to use AI, even as they embrace the technology themselves. Final Round AI, which offers an AI-powered interview assistant and other tools for a subscription fee, makes the bold claim that candidates can land their next job in 30 days or less. In some of the startup's viral videos on social media, people are reading AI-generated answers verbatim, displayed on a screen during remote mock job interviews.
Eva, let's talk about how are job seekers using AI now?
Yeah. So I think generally they use these AI tools to help them improve their resumes, find jobs, and auto-apply to hundreds of roles. But I think the next level is provide answers on the spot during video interviews. That's the next level, man.
Next level, on the spot.
Yeah.
That means immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately provide answers when you're doing video interviews. Like the whole idea of using video interviews is you want to get people's real reaction in time, you know, simultaneously. But if they're able, it's a skill.
Have you seen this, like, videos of this? I have seen so many. It's like a third-person point of view.
Right.
Someone is interviewing, and you can see, like, the text getting generated at the top. So the AI, because now it's voice assistance, right?
Right, right.
So the AI hears what the interviewer is saying, and then it just generates, like, a script for you to read out.
It's crazy.
It's so funny, actually, sometimes.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay, maybe I'm too old. I haven't seen that yet. I have to look into that. Okay. You know what? This not only affects jobs. This would affect any live video test.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if you did your TOEIC test, like, live on video? Like, how students can manipulate this?
It's true.
That's why they don't do that on live video yet.
Yeah.
You have to do it in person. Okay, so there's a lot of, we talked about the new AI tools and the old AI tools like OpenAI's ChatGPT. So now basically all these AI companies, they are releasing AI features that, you know, like they can text, can make photos, like can give you scripts, can make videos. They could do any of these within seconds. But there's a problem with this AI frenzy. Now, this is interesting. Usually we talk about frenzy like a shopping frenzy.
Yep.
Like, for example, there's a big sale. Like here on the island, we have the year-end sales in November.
Yep.
And it's crazy. The department stores are packed. This is where we say a shopping frenzy. So a frenzy is just when a bunch of people, a lot of people, they do the same thing or they do a lot of things very fast, very quickly, all in a very short span of time. So this AI frenzy or this crazy surge of interest of people using AI has sparked a debate about when technology goes too far to distort a job candidate's true skills and experience. So what are we saying here?
Well, when they distort this, right, I think you just get a bunch of people who you don't know whether have the real skill, you know, whether they are even having the interest, the right interest in you, you know, because, you know, we used to have this phrase called spray and pray. It's like, I'm just spraying my resume out there to 100 people. Right. And I'm just going to pray that, you know, whoever wants me gets back. And that's what's happening, because maybe I'm not interested in 10 of the companies that I apply to, but I'm just like, whatever, since AI can do it for me, let me just get AI to send it out to them. And, you know, if someone gets back, maybe actually I'm like, oh, did I even apply to this? Because, you know, I have no recollection of it and maybe no interest in this job at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I take actually the chance from other people, you know, the opportunity from someone who actually is really skilled. And just because I embellished my resume, I got the call.
That's true. That's true. So it is very easy to distort your true skills and experience now, especially with the AI tools. So if you distort something, it just means to change something so that it is no longer true.
Yep.
Distort the truth. Like a lot of times we talk about distort the truth. Politicians do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Not just politicians. We can't blame the politicians. Business people do it all the time.
Yeah.
Sales. They promise you things that they can't deliver. They distort the truth. So
yeah.
they twist the truth into something that is not true anymore. So I think a lot of this goes to ethics too. Because nowadays, I think, you know, ethics is a real problem, like morals. A lot of people will do anything to reach a goal. And we often say in English that the ends do not justify the means.
Mm-hmm.
And that phrase just means that to get to a certain outcome, you can't just do anything to get there. Like the process is important. But I think with many younger people today, the ends justify the means.
Yeah.
They think, I want to reach this goal and I will do anything I can to get that goal. And since I got that goal, anything is okay.
Yeah.
So that's a real problem. So now there's a lot of competition because like the job market is pretty hard. And now everyone, they have to decide for themselves how much AI to use during this whole job search process.
Yeah.
And then this is also a problem for employers
yeah.
and recruiters, right?
That's
recruiters
true.
Are the people in the company or the outsourced company that helps you get people into your company.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to decide how much AI should job candidates be allowed to use.
Yeah.
You know, like they're also having this huge question. And then here we have another company here. And this company is an AI company that helps you in the job search. It's called Final Round AI.
Mm.
So what does Final Round AI do?
They have an AI-powered interview assistant and other tools. And what they do is that, you know, they even claim that they can help people get their next job in 30 days or less. That is a very bold claim.
That's really bold.
Yeah.
So here they offer AI-powered interview assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds a little bit gray because this is not just an AI tool to help you write your resume. Now, it's actually helping you interview.
Yeah, to get through the interview.
To get through the interview, I have my AI assistant. So you're not interviewing Rebecca. You're interviewing supercharged Rebecca with her AI assistant.
That's true.
That's a little bit worrying. Okay. And then this startup, in some of their videos you can see on social media, what do you see in these videos?
Well, we see people, they are reading AI-generated answers verbatim displayed on the screen during remote mock job interviews. So I think it's something like I mentioned just now, you know, they are in the interview and these answers are just like generated immediately by these assistants.
And they're reading verbatim. So you're reading something verbatim, it just means you're reading it word for word.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when we're filming, you know, sometimes when we're filming, we have scripts, right?
Yeah.
You're just reading the teleprompter.
Correct.
You're
yes.
reading the teleprompter and it just says, right now, you need to read this, right?
Yeah.
So this is verbatim. You're reading word for word. And these are mock job interviews. So what is a mock interview?
A mock interview would be something that is simulated, you know, something that is not real, but is intended to put you in that situation where it seems very real, very similar to what the real thing might be.
Right.
So I've heard, yeah.
So a mock interview is actually not the real interview.
Mm-hmm.
It's prepping you for the real
Correct.
Interview.
Yeah.
Just like a mock test. If I take a mock TOEIC test, I'm preparing for the real TOEIC test.
Correct.
So it's a mock test. So here's a mock interview. Now, this is interesting. The startup is selling you this AI interview assistant,
mm-hmm.
but in order for them not to do something illegal, they are just showing you a mock job interview.
Correct.
They don't promise you. They don't show you videos of their real job interview. But that's what they really want you to do.
Yeah, they want you to believe that, oh, that's how easy it is to get through the interview.
Yeah. And to subscribe, pay a subscription fee for this app service.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. Eva, would you use this app assistant, Final Round AI? It sounds kind of attractive.
Well,
if you're in a really tough interview, like, for example, if you're interviewing for a tech company like Google, they're famous for having these really interesting and tough questions.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little bit enticing to use an app like this.
Okay, for this very, just for this, you know, the one that gets me through the interview, I think maybe not, because I would say a lot of what makes me unique is my personality. And that comes out through talking, you know, through the live interview. And I feel a lot, I don't think the AI can capture that. Maybe it can capture like the technicalities of like the question, you know, if it's a very technical question, for example, comparing systems, comparing like mental models, maybe it's something that I'm not so familiar with. But if it's, you know, asking me about the world, about my opinion, I think the AI assistant cannot capture the flavor that I want to bring to the interview.
So, totally.
Yeah, I might not want to use it.
Yeah, but this is interesting.
Yes.
I think it's really important, especially if you're a listener and you work in human resources or you are a recruiter, to realize that these are the tools that young people are using nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, we just have to be aware. And as if any of you are looking for jobs, it's just also good to know that there are a lot of tools. You have to decide what you think is morally okay.
Yep.
And which ones that you can use. Well, friends, it's been a really interesting discussion, but we have another day of this. We have another day to talk about how to use AI tools for job hunting, for interviewing, and we hope that you'll come back and join us for another edition of Advanced. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Eva.
Saying goodbye for now.
See you.